Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and this is Reblog. Reblog are special and surprise episodes of the 80% podcast. It's when I read selected articles for my personal finance blog and website, Ready to Be Rich, which you can find at fitzvillafuerte.com. Today, I'm reading the article entitled, Discover Your Strengths, Find Your Passion. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? You may have answered these questions before, during job interviews or maybe coaching seminars, but have you ever considered thinking about it in your own time? If you're like most people, then chances are you don't assess your strengths and weaknesses just because you feel like it. However, I believe that doing such self-assessment is a great way to discover your path to wealth. Whenever someone asks me what's a good business to start today or what freelance work is profitable, I can't help but answer it with something like, it depends on what you like doing. While some people understand what I'm trying to say, a few others just scratch their heads and ask, what do you mean? I've met quite a number of successful entrepreneurs and professionals. And one thing I've observed is that each of them had realized their own aptitude, invested in their strengths, and consequently found success in their niche. I believe that we all have gifts, or at least a life passion. You may be a talented writer or a good singer. Maybe you love crunching numbers or doing home improvement projects. Whatever your natural talents, hobbies, or interests are, always remember that these can be and should be your key to wealth and success. The theory of multiple intelligence suggests that there are 8 different areas of aptitude that each individual can have: kinetic, linguistic, logical, interpersonal, intrapersonal, musical, visual, and naturalistic. Which of these do you have? Finding your strengths need not be a deep soul-searching experience. Most of the time, it's as easy as being aware of the things you love doing. Here are a few tips on how you can discover that potential in you. 1. Write down the things that seem easy for you to do, tasks that are almost effortless for you to complete. These are your natural skills and talents. 2. Ask yourself, what are the things you do where time just seems to fly by? Things that you can do for hours without being conscious of how much time had already passed. These are your top interests. 3. Finally, consider the things that make you happy. Activities that make you feel good and you're willing to do simply because it's fun, interesting, and fulfilling. That is where your passion lies. Work to develop your talents and strengths because it is self-fulfilling and rewarding. When you pursue your passion and interest, you'll always be motivated to learn and improve, and these are necessary habits to succeed. Invest your time and energy in things that make you happy, and sooner or later, you'll find yourself getting paid for doing what you love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.